I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Yesterday was the first big debate over the state budget in the Senate chamber. The House of Representatives passed the budget out of their chamber in the middle of March. Now it's the Senate's turn to put their stamp on it. Corin Cates Carney is MTBR's Capitol reporter. He joins me now. Corin, the storyline for the budget this year centers around declines in state revenue, right?
Yeah, there's less money coming in than during the 2015 legislative session, because that was the end of an oil and gas boom, and there's also significantly less money coming in because coal sales are down. The budget's tight, and that's what we saw during the debate yesterday. Democrats offered amendments to increase spending in the budget, and Republicans for the most part rejected them. One amendment introduced by Helena Democrat Mary Cafaro would add a little over $600,000 of state money to fund a $1 per hour pay increase for child protection specialists. Cafaro described it like this.
I was amazed at how low of wages they make and how little they move up the ladder, but they're committed and they're trying to do the best they can, and we need to support those workers that are doing the crucial work of managing our children who are in the foster care system.
Cafaro's amendment, like nearly all of the Democrats' amendments, didn't get much more than a party line vote.
It sounds like Democrats also spent much of yesterday trying to get Republicans to agree to put money back into the state health department.
Yeah, without much success. Here's Eric Moore, a Republican from Miles City, responding to Senator Cafaro on that.
The bottom line is, all these programs are worthy, and we'll hear more about them in corrections, we'll hear more about them in tuition increases, we'll hear about K-12, we'll hear about local property tax shift. But we have to come and say, fiscal realities have to hit in sometime. Where are you going to cut? Where are we going to offset?
But since the budget passed out of the House a few weeks ago, senators have filled in some of the funding gaps left by the House, right?
Yes, one of the major ones there was senior and long-term care. But Democrats still see the health department and its workers as underfunded. They've made attempts to increase the budget for aging services and increase wages for health care providers, foster care families, and child protection specialists. All of those were shot down, although Republicans did support one bill to increase funding for autism services for kids. The largest budget increase that was approved for the health department was proposed by Big Fork Republican Bob Keenan. It will fund additional audits within the Department of Health and Human Services, looking for fraud and wasteful spending.
Senate Democrats also asked for additional education funding, right?
Right. Republicans rejected proposals to add $8 million to the Commissioner of Higher Education. Without that money, Democrats say tuition at the state universities could increase up to 20%. A $12 million preschool grant program that Governor Steve Bullock has made a key policy agenda for his administration was also shot down.
So where does the budget stand now, and what happens next?
Late yesterday afternoon, the Senate passed the budget 29-20 on a second reading. Another vote today will likely send it out of the Senate and into what's known as a conference committee between leaders of the Senate and House.
And the Senate approved a bigger budget than the House, right?
Right. The House passed a budget that would spend about $10.2 billion. It's hard to say precisely how that compares to one that the Senate passed yesterday. It was around $10.3 billion. But that's before a handful of yesterday's amendments were tallied up. We should have a more accurate number before the Senate's final vote on the budget bill expected today.
So the idea is that the conference committee will then merge the House and Senate bills and come up with something in the middle?
Yeah, that's right.
Right now, does it look like lawmakers are preparing a significantly larger budget than they did in 2015?
The House bill was actually a little under what the state actually spent in the last 2 years. The Senate bill would spend a little more than that, but not much more, maybe about 1% at this point. But the Senate bill still makes significant cuts. Lou Jones, a Conrad Republican who carried the budget bill in the Senate, says they were made as far away from people as possible.
The budget reflected a priority choice. If you took a look at the sheet coming into the deal, general government was cut 7.6%. The natural resource sections minus 10%, those deals, whereas money was focused towards health and human services, the long-term care and the folks there, and to education to the extent we could afford to and could move money around.
Democrats are saying they'll continue to fight for more funding in state agencies, including education and the health department. But does the money to fund those increases exist?
A large part of what happens next could be determined by a new forecast that shows the state bringing in more than $100 million in revenue than initially projected. The governor's office has warned lawmakers against planning any of that money into the state budget, saying tax increases are a safer way to generate new revenue, and the new projection isn't reliable. But Lou Jones says some, if not a big chunk of that money, is going to be used to help backfill the state's general fund. He says the state's general fund ending balance is currently looking to end up around $115 million, which everyone agrees is too low. Republicans want to see that number around $200 million. The governor has asked for a $300 million ending fund.
So now the challenge for lawmakers is
to come up with a budget that the House and Senate can agree on, but also one that won't be vetoed by Governor Bullock, which would mean that they would have to come back to work on the budget and could cause legislative session to be extended or for a special session to be called. The governor's budget director has also warned a special session could be triggered if lawmakers leave the state's ending fund balance too low. If the general fund falls below a certain point, the governor is required by law to make additional cuts across state agencies.
Corin Cates-Carney is Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter. Corin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.